You're listening to the Business Building Rockstar Sessions with your host, Nicole Holland. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Business Building Rockstar Sessions. Today's episode is a clip from an upcoming Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016 session. I hope to whet your appetite with this and that you'll want to come hang out with us for the live event November 1st to 10th, where I'm bringing together business building rock stars from all over the world to teach about some of their favorite business building strategies and how you can apply them to your own business right away. Let's listen in to today's episode now. Hey there, welcome to the second annual Business Building Rockstar Summit. I'm your host, Nicole Holland, and I'm so thrilled to have you joining us for this incredible, value-packed 10-day online event where I've brought together top industry leaders that I personally respect and admire to share about some of their favorite business building strategies in order to help you build your business like a rock star. Today's rock star is a little bit different than the marketing strategies, and this is more of a fundamental strategy we're going to talk about. I've got with me Tanner Gears. He's an all-American kid, or he was an all-American kid growing up, and he's now a man who's been forced to reinvent himself over and over again throughout his life. But the biggest reinvention he had was moving forward and learning how to thrive after waking up in the hospital totally blind. And since that day, Tanner has influenced the world as the host of the Creative Success Show, his health and fitness blog, absolutelylean.com, as a professional speaker, and also as a Paralympian. Tanner finds the fuel to achieve more and do more as long as he's fulfilling his big mission in life, which is to help people across the world achieve potential in every aspect of their life, regardless of their circumstance. And it's an absolute honor to have him here with us today. And Tanner, welcome to the Business Building Rockstar Summit.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. Love being here.
Awesome. Very cool. So let's start out with what we're going to talk about here. It's, again, a fundamental especially right now, because I am running myself ragged at the moment while we're recording. We as entrepreneurs sometimes are wearing so many different hats, and we go, we work around the clock, and it's really easy to forget to prioritize our health. And so I'm excited to have you here today to really teach us about how we can implement small and simple strategies to keep us healthy and going strong throughout our entrepreneurial pursuits.
Yeah, you definitely hit the head of the nail, Nicole. We definitely want to make small steps, one step at a time, and those steps add up over time. They add up in our business, they add up in our careers, and they definitely add up in our health, our nutrition, and our fitness, and our lifestyle strategies. So yeah, let's get into it.
Awesome. So what is one of the most common challenges that you see in your clients, and maybe that you've also had to deal with as an entrepreneur who, I'm thinking you're a bit of a type A workaholic. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe you want to feel that, because many of us are. What's one of the common things that people fall into unwittingly and realize once it's like they're already in it?
Yeah, 100%. So it's to protect our most valuable resource, right? That's what we're all doing here with our super busy lifestyles and professional lives. It's time. That's what we're all protecting, is our time. And so that's the main story that we tell ourselves when it comes down to making those changes, is I don't have time to do that stuff. And we just got to get creative with little strategies here and there that add up. Just like we have productivity strategies and time management strategies in our business, we can definitely apply that to our nutrition and fitness.
Cool. So what are some of those strategies? Like in terms of, you know, when we think about we don't have time to implement, let's start with nutrition. What are some things we can do as busy entrepreneurs who are working, you know, burning both ends? What can we do to keep ourselves healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in this, you're in this, we live this, and I've got to find time I've got 24 hours just like you do, Nicole, and it seems like we've got about 12, but we make it all happen. We got to figure it out, and we will have to make that happen with our nutrition and fitness. So some of the best ways to save time, especially with the number one thing, the easiest step to make forward is starting to work out, right? Everybody can pump out a workout much quicker than they can pump out 14 meals over the course of a week to a day. So is just knowing the strategies that will give you the biggest bang for your buck in terms of fitness. For example, you don't have to go to the gym to get a really good workout. You could do a high intensity body weight workout, and in 5 minutes you can crush calories like you would on the treadmill for 60. So you can really maximize your time that way. You can do the same type of thing if you like getting on the elliptical, or if you like getting on the stationary bike or the stair climber. If that's your, I have to do that, then you need to pick up the pace. So you're going at a higher intensity, and then that allows you to burn as many, if not, and most often, a lot more calories in the long term. So that's what I would recommend to save time with fitness and nutrition. Of course, you know, the kitchen, there's a ton of strategies, whether it's the crock pot or it's batch cooking, you know, like how we batch work as entrepreneurs, you do that with your cooking as well. So, I mean, we can get into that if you'd like.
Sure. So let's tackle one at a time. We started with the fitness and the workout, high intensity 5 minute workout. So let's break that down for people who don't actually know what that means. When Right. You're talking about 5 minutes, you can actually put that into your day, right? So like after how long would you say get up from the computer and do something?
Well, we always want to be getting up and moving throughout the day. We don't want to be stuck in our chair. And I've been there. Right. So when I was writing my first book, it would be 8 hours and I would like look up and, you know, like not have gotten out of the chair, right? Just head down focused. So, you know, we can do that. We can do that a lot better by just drinking more water, right? So we'll have to use the bathroom more often. If we just drink more water, that's going to ensure that we have to get up and go use the restroom. And don't dance around. If you got to use the bathroom, your body's telling you, I got to use the bathroom. So get up off your butt and walk to the bathroom and use it. So that's one way to get up and move around. But when I'm talking high intensity fitness exercise in 5 minutes, for you to have something meaningful, something effective, for you to maximize those 5 minutes, when I say high intensity, I mean as fast as your body can absolutely move. And so a lot of people have a hard time with this because they start off in the first few seconds, they start off moving really fast. And then maybe by the end of their 10-second or 15-second interval, they're moving much slower. And so they think that thereby they're moving too fast in the beginning. And so they pace themselves out for the rest of the workout. Each round that you're doing real high-intensity exercise to get the hormonal benefits, the fat-burning, hormonal-stimulating, hormone infusion from a high-intensity workout is you have to move as fast as you possibly can. And thereby, you're just not going to be able to move. You know, if you took off in a sprint at 15 seconds, there's no way you're going to be running as fast as you did when you first shot off the line. So that's the idea of high intensity. And that's what we need to do, go super hard to get that hormonal surge.
And how many times a day do you suggest doing this?
Oh, it's just one time. I mean,
one time.
Right. It's so, the intensity that I'm talking about is so intense. I'm talking 5 minutes all day. If you want to walk after dinner, if you want to spend time with your spouse or your kids and take them around the neighborhood, if you want to do anything that's, you know, moving around, that's fine. But in terms of working out, no, this is it.
And so is this something that you can do in the office, or is this something you have to like get changed and go down to a gym or something? What are the conditions, and is this something that you could do like jumping jacks, or how easy is it to fit into the office work?
Yeah, these are great questions. So because it is body weight exercise, you can do it at the office. You will break a sweat towards the end of those 5 minutes, the second half of them, and maybe even sooner because your body is going to be producing a lot of heat. So it's something to take into consideration if you're going to be doing it at the office. The best time that I like to do it is right first thing in the morning. Get it done, get it out of the way. That way no excuses pop up later on down the line. That's what happens. As our days go along and we're running out of time, then we come up with reasons for why not to do it. And first thing in the morning, get out of bed, go do it. Number one, you're going to jumpstart your day mentally and physically. You're going to be woken up. You're going to amplify the hormonal process that you've got going on in the morning. It's just a lot of great fat loss, waist trimming, saggy skin benefits, okay? Get rid of all that stuff and get it done in the first 5 minutes of your day. No jumping jacks. Jumping jacks is not high intensity. You know, I mean, I guess you could move at a rate of speed that would be high intensity enough, but it's not really, I wouldn't suggest someone doing jumping jacks at a high intensity just because the injury risk is too high. So one great way to do high intensity body weight exercises is body weight squats. Everybody knows what a squat is. When you sit down on the toilet, you're taking a squat, and you're doing the same thing in a body weight squat. You're just not sitting on anything. So getting down and dropping down, pushing through your heels and keeping your shoulders over your knees, right? Sticking the butt back and the shoulders over the knees, you know, doing that in high intensity, you're in a really safe position. You can also be in a lunge. You can also be in a push-up position. And I have isometric high-intensity positions too. If you try to hold the deepest sit-up that you possibly can from your back, you're going to feel it burning in your stomach. I love that, the isometric toe touches. Those are one of the exercises that I have in my high-intensity body weight programs. You know, so again, it gets down to going high intensity. But just because jumping jacks isn't a high intensity exercise that I would recommend, another one I recommend is called arm swings. And just like you would if you were running, right? But you know, you swing your arms, right, like that, and you want to lock that core in place, tuck those hips, stay tight, and swing those arms as fast as you can while maintaining integrity in your posture, and swinging those arms as fast as you can, and you will feel it. You will feel it under your skin. And I'm not talking about like a power walk, and I'm not talking about a run. I'm talking about moving your arms as fast as you possibly can. And when, and then another way to progress that exercise, once that becomes too easy, is to just extend your hands and elongate your arms. And I'm telling you, you will, when you start moving fast, you'll even pop up off the ground and start twisting. This is the intensities that I'm talking about. So lunges, push-ups, sit-ups, arm swings, even high knees. You can do a lot of different exercises in a high-intensity fashion.
All right, so that was just a short clip from our session during Business Building Rockstar Summit 2016. If you got value from that clip, I hope you'll head on over to bbrsummit.com to sign up for free for your pass to hear the entire session as well as all of the other general sessions to help you build your business like a rockstar. We've got amazing, amazing rockstar speakers, and I know that you're going to get so much value out of it. So again, bbrsummit.com. Head on over, grab your free ticket. Until tomorrow.
You've really blown my mind. You've really blown the lid off of all of my expectations. I knew that anything you would do would have high integrity and lots of great, amazing content. If I know anything about what you bring to the table, I know that this year is going to floor everyone, and I can't wait.
The Business Building Rockstar Summit really became a part of my everyday business, became such an addiction. It was something that I'm using right now and something that I'm seeing results from immediately. I am so excited for BBRS 2016. This year is going to be even bigger, even better, and I know that it's going to make my business explode. I had a whole year to stew about everything that I learned last year, and now I need to learn new tricks, and Nicole's going to give them to me.
I have to say that from the summit, it has given me a level of confidence and that push that I needed to really get started. I was hoping that I would get some strategies to help me to decide which route to take, and I certainly did get that and a lot more. I don't know how you can do any better in 2016, to be perfectly honest. I thought that was fantastic. I've never seen that before in any of the summits that I've invested in the past. This really has been a fantastic experience.
What I was most looking for was something that would kick my business in the butt. I really needed some concrete details. And so, yes, the summit did deliver that, absolutely. There's a lot of things that I got that I wouldn't have done or gotten around to anytime soon if I hadn't participated in the summit.
BBRS 2016 is one of the best, if not the best place to be in 2016 when you're about building businesses online.